tell you something no doubt surprising and probably fairly shocking, but in the end very healing, if you're willing to see the truth of it. If you're not willing to see the truth of yourself, bye-bye. You just don't have a chance in this life. It will consume you alive. You think there are times when you're not negative. There is no such thing as a time when you are not negative, because you are a unique celestial blend of various energies, including negative energies. What you call being positive or feeling good is when, because of accidental converging forces, you feel free to let your personality come to the surface and just interact. You have no disturbances because everything is aligned with what you are dependent upon outside of yourself. The minute the condition changes, lo and behold, the negative energy and the patterns that it produces in the form of whatever I appears in that moment now dominate. So it isn't that the negative energy isn't there. It's always there. What needs to be there inside of you is the recognition that even when I am, in quotes, a fine place, feeling good, I must be aware of the whole of myself. Then I can't be surprised when I fall into the hole that myself makes when these energies change. Then I can use the fall instead of hating the fall. Then I can understand that I am a living body of possibilities. And those possibilities, in order for themselves to express themselves, are always being shaped. Never not being shaped. Learn to understand that, and then you won't hate yourself when you say, I wasn't negative, now I'm negative. Yes, the I that wasn't negative wasn't there because the conditions allowed you to feel good about yourself. The conditions changed. Lo and behold, up comes all that substantiates the suffering and the blame that goes with it. Do you understand? Nothing is created without negative energy. Nothing is revealed without negative energy. You can't have revelation without passivity, without something being acted on. The problem is the word negative, the word suffering, the word pain, all of those words are already so conditioned in your consciousness that you don't know what to do other than when that thought comes to follow the old line of thinking about the state and then enter into whatever your baggage you've carried with you regarding your interior life.
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. You've been listening to best-selling author Guy Finley. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit Life of Learning Foundation, visit guyfinley.org. That's GUYFINLEY.org. Receive helpful free gifts along with a host of life-changing information. That's guyfinley.org.